AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some 200 active-duty U.S. troops are being called in to help fight the many wildfires across the West. About 100 large fires burning from the Canadian border to Southern California. Tens of thousands of firefighters taking part. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes by the flames. Interagency Fire Center spokeswoman Tina Bailey lists some of the states where the blazes are burning.
Washington, Oregon, California, Idaho, Montana, and also scattered in several other Western states, but those are kind of the main focus of our larger fires.
This is the first time the agency has mobilized the military to help fight fires since 2006. The Obama administration proposing to cut methane emissions from U.S. oil and gas production by nearly half over the next 10 years. EPA's Janet McCabe says cutting those emissions could be good for business and the environment.
They will help reduce waste of valuable resources, deliver more product for sale, and they will better protect our climate and our health.
The final methane rules aren't expected until shortly before President Obama leaves office. In opening statements in the rape trial of a New Hampshire prep school graduate, both the prosecution and defense say the accuser's credibility will be the most vital aspect in the case. Owen LaBrie's lawyer, J.W. Carney, telling the jury,
if you have a reasonable doubt about her testimony, then the government hasn't proven its case. And you've taken an oath that if you do have a reasonable doubt, you will return a verdict of not guilty.
The 19-year-old LaBrie is accused of raping a 15-year-old freshman in May of 2014 as part of the Senior Salute, a practice of sexual conquest at the prestigious St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow is down 33, the Nasdaq is off 32. This is AP Radio News. Two women have passed the Army Ranger School, becoming the first females to complete the grueling combat training program. They now have the right to wear the Ranger tabs on their uniforms, but passing the school does not mean they will be assigned to the Ranger Regiment. FBI says it needs help as it searches for two of six valuable N.C. Wyeth paintings stolen from a home in May in 2013. Boston FBI agent in charge Vincent DeLisi says they have concerns that the still-missing paintings could be mishandled and badly damaged.
They could be hanging in somebody's house. They could be in somebody's basement. They could be in the trunk of a car, you know. And the longer they're out there under difficult conditions, they could deteriorate.
The four other stolen Wyeths were found in a Beverly Hills pawn shop in December. They're estimated to be worth up to $2 million. The FBI is offering a $20,000 reward for the missing paintings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.